Hello, hello, namaste, namaskar, welcome to this call today, and let's wait a moment until everybody's here. last call we did a lot of talking, and that was great, and I'd like to start with a more silent moment right now. Let's go into the freedom and that which you are. Just allow yourself to really drop away from everything. Everything drops away from you. All your thoughts, sensations, feelings. And just stripping yourself down to the essence of what you are, which is always here. The immortality, the self. And just for a moment, we're allowing the timelessness, eternity itself, to establish itself into the foreground, eclipsing the forms, the past, the future, the present. Allowing ourselves to sensitize to this instant.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
So we are a very small group today, so you can take your time and speak freely. And I'm going to check with Shelly. Here's the first. So, hi, Shelly.
Hi. Boy, it's even hard to talk after that. I don't even know if I was going to have you sit with me. Don't even know that we need to do that, but
I know regarding what you mentioned. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me just kind of sit with you individually. Did you notice anything in particular during the meditation that began to change for you today, this when we just did that?
Yeah. I mean, there was nothing there. Mm-hmm. Nothing. No mind, no movement. I am the most still that I have ever been. Mm-hmm. And pretty much maintaining it, even throughout movement. And, you know, the mind will kick up a little bit, but it doesn't bother me because I just know it's the movement. So I'm not getting pulled in and sucked in. But it's the couple of things I've noticed is just with the shift, sleep. No, there's been no sleep whatsoever. Wide awake. I mean, I'm like wide awake.
After the shift that you described to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sometimes, like, when there is a veil that rips, and veils are tamasic, right? They give you density. So you're part of matter. You're dense. You're part of the body. And sometimes, you know, when you so the veil rips and suddenly there is much more luminosity, much more sattvic there. And that means awake, right? We talk about waking up. Then this sattvicness, or it's hard to translate into English, but that luminosity, transparency that then needs to kind of ground through into the body, and then which will lift from the body more toxicity, you could say, and we learn to be that while we are, it's like bringing it from the head center through into the heart and into the body as well. And so it can be at times that you're kind of awake or can't sleep very well until you get that heaviness again, you know, until the next veil rips.
Yeah, it's been very interesting. But I think the thing that I've been most surprised about is literally the nothingness. You know, all of my expectations, everything has fallen away, because I think I had the expectation of you go into meditation, you go into enlightenment, and all of a sudden you just start to know more and more.
Yeah, it's the opposite,
it's
right?
Opposite. There is nothing. I mean, nothing.
It's nothing, yeah, to the mind. There is really nothing, yeah, because it is the everything. The mind says nothing, yeah, because everything is so big that it cannot go into the mind, cannot be registered. And the expectations, that's the veil, right? All these ideas,
yes,
when they fall. So
yep,
you said they went away. And then, you know, so you have an experience of incredible stillness, which is really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I never thought I'd get to this point. How many years has it been? I mean, even I think it's got to be like 15 years, probably easily 15 years since I started meditation. 6 years with you, and it's been in the last month. literally yeah. this last month when I've made the shift. So it's incredible.
I know people, it can take lifetimes, but it's the melting point, right? And that's where many people give up. They don't, or the boiling point, mm-hmm. whatever way, you just have to keep at it. We just know that it's going to happen at some point, you know.
Yeah, and what's even more amazing is I'm entering or in the Venus Rahu Ketu, is that how you say it?
Ketu, for quite a
while. Mm. And even amongst that, it's like it's not even an issue. You know, it's just.
What do you mean? What is not an issue?
Well, I think I was looking at it. I was coming from a point in the beginning when I was tuning into the astrology. I was looking at the negative aspects of it. And now I've learned to spin it around and use it for the positive.
Yes, exactly.
And, I realized why things have been so difficult. Mm. Because when I looked at the astrology, why I was coming from why everything was negative and not the positive. And now it's just totally flipped. Flipped.
Yeah.
So
that's good. It's cool. And that's really... that's when you begin the journey of, why do we want to become enlightened? Yeah. We begin the journey first out mm-hmm. of pain, right? And getting away from things and trying to accommodate the fear. And now you're going into, there's a wiser aspect. Now you moving towards, you know, you come motivated by wisdom and then later there's just love, you know, so you keep going.
Yeah. But you know what else has changed, Aratima? It used to be for myself. Now it's not about me. Now it's about the rest of humanity.
Yeah.
It's about helping the entire world. It's not about me anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the beginning, it started out about me. Now it's not about me. That's fallen away. And that's a big shift for me. And my healing, which I was ready to walk away from.
Yeah.
Since I had that epiphany that I told you and I realized that nothing's real, I've had no issues, no problems since. None.
Oh, good. There you go. Good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Oh, that's awesome. That's good to hear. Yeah. Things aren't so difficult.
So thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah. No. Good. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Shelley. Good. Okay. We have some more came on. So who came just on right now? We did a long meditation. If you can do that in the replay and find a lot of silence. And now this is Davey. Hey, Davey.
Hi, Rakia.
Hey.
I mean, the meditation was really good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have been packing and decluttering because I'm moving,
mm-hmm.
and I feel very overwhelmed. And I can only do 2 hours max every day. And I noticed that I have been giving away my stuff, but I cannot pack them. I cannot put them in the box.
Mm. You mean you're giving them away, but you can't really part with your stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Like I can give away the stuff that, you know, I don't need, but the stuff that I need, for some reason, I couldn't pack them. I couldn't put them in the box. And I just keep sorting stuff, like consolidating, but I cannot put them. I don't know why. I feel like maybe it's because my tendency, like the mind, like to sort things out, and I just keep doing it.
Well, and, you know, you have to just decide, right? I mean, if you have a deadline, you have to move, then just you have to be kind of step back a little bit. Don't be so attached and just look at what is it really you want to bring. And then go for it. And you might make mistakes. You might throw something out you need later, and well, just buy it new. You know, it's like you just have to go. Don't get too caught up with the details.
Yeah, and I also feel like I'm in a this construction phase. Like everything is disconstruct in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel uncomfortable. I know it's not going to feel good, but I still feel like very shaky, my whole being.
Yeah, well, what can I say to that? I know you just said it with your own words, that life isn't always comfortable. And when you have to get stronger, then you go through times that are really, really difficult. We all do this, where the nervous system is not able to handle that much. And then it gets stronger as it moves through it. You know, it is, to put it in the big picture, it's better for you to do this in your little home right now already, because the whole world is going to have to go through a deconstruction, which is already going, but it's going to get worse, or more obvious is the better word. And so if you kind of practice this in your little house right now, your nervous system will be stronger, as everything around you will basically become a little bit more deconstructed. So just tell yourself, you know, first of all, just, you know, exercise a bit. And then, you know, make a plan and meditate, and then just go for it. And if you can only do 2 hours a day, that's fine. Don't beat yourself up on it. You know, do the best you can. And then maybe another day you do it for 3 hours. And if you get overwhelmed and confused, and step away, have a cup of tea or something, and ask yourself, and just kind of be with it, and then kind of tackle it again. I mean, you'll have it, because you have a deadline, right, when you have to leave that apartment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So make it, do you have a schedule? What you know, like that room, I'm going to have 3 days doing that room, and then I have a day doing that room. Do you have some kind of structure?
No, I just randomly throwing things out or giving away. And then, like, when I get overwhelmed, my stomach just gets so bloated, and then I will stop and, like, do some breathing and meditate, and then it will get better. But usually after 2 hours, that's my brain just check out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a big cleanse, right, when we throw things out and when we move. So because you're so overwhelmed, I would suggest you have a structure. Like on a schedule, you have certain boxes. Maybe you say, okay, I'm going to just move 10 boxes or whatever. Find some kind of structure that works for you, and then that is going to be your safety zone, you know what I'm saying? And you feel supported, right? So it's like we can use outer structure or things, you know, to support ourselves instead of just randomly going all over the place. It feels maybe a little too nauseating, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, okay. It's just, you know, kind of put your, I call it your, you know, grown-up boots on, and just say, I can do this, I have to do this, and I will do this, and it will be successful, period. And just go for it. And if you feel a little overwhelmed, that's okay. Don't fear it. That's okay. It's part of life. Well, sometimes we're overwhelmed, sometimes we're strong, sometimes we're sad. At this point, you know, I want you to be able to meet your emotions with a bit more grit. And because it's life, it's not going to get easier, let's put it that way.
Okay.
I know you can do this, because yeah. I mean, you've been a nurse, Davey. I know you can do this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I will do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You're welcome. This is Antonia. Hi, Antonia.
Hello, Aratine.
Hey.
You give me a homework to do.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah, tell me, how's it going? How do you feel?
Well, I realized that I had an experience before, and I quit meditating on my thoughts for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because one time I was very deep meditating. I wake up like that way, and I was awake, but I was not awake. I was in a very deep, deep meditation for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like 8 hours. It's been a while. But I didn't share with you that time, and I should have maybe, because all I did is I quit meditating on my third eye, because while I was meditating on at that time when I was in such a deep meditation, the head of the beast showed up on my third eye. And it was very scary and ugly. And it disturbed me for a while. And so then I quit meditating on my third eye, because I didn't want I want to see those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if I focus a little bit on my third eye, then I see in like a face of a tiger. But I will never see in the eyes clearly. Mm-hmm. And this week I've been meditating like you asked me. And I have a lot of pressure. And I have like a hurt. My third eye hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of light. It's always been full of light. But it's vibrating and it has a lot of pressure. And I feel like both of my eyes are going to crack.
Mm.
And I'm focused on the third eye.
Yeah, because you know that pressure is these blockages, right? That show up as these pictures, and that okay. Your psyche says these are real because it's all imprinted, right? Growing up Catholic and all that, and so
mm-hmm.
You know we want to clear these out and realize these are mirages, like in the desert. They're not real. None of this is real. Yeah. So let me sit with you for a moment.
Sure.
Okay, and put your attention onto your belly point now. Is it starting to feel better now in the head area?
Yeah, I can feel it. The vibration is still there, but I can feel, I can focus on my tummy also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. So now... now we have basically brought cleansing to what needed to come up, right? So you can go back to meditating on the heart or whatever feels natural to you. And when you have like visions like that or anybody else, don't recoil, because it's really an image. It's not who you are, and it can't do anything. You don't fight it, you don't fear it, you don't run away. You just have to know you're not real. Like, this is not real. This is a dream. I'm seeing my own images coming up from the subconscious or from the collective unconscious. It doesn't really matter. And just don't fear it. You might even say, I expect you to go away, or, you know, I don't want to see that go. You might even say that. But
I did run away.
You ran away.
I
know. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. You don't want to see it because you believe it's real, right? It's like... It's real, but I know you want to wake up, right? You want to really wake up, Antonia.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Yes, and yes, and yeah.
Yes.
Good. If you do really want to wake up, you have to look. You have to see this and see that it's not real. It's not truly real. You go beyond all that. Although we know, just to add that there's a bunch of people on this planet that even worship and do puja to this being and whatever, and they have a whole culture around it. Nonetheless, they're also in an illusion. Do you see what I'm saying? We want to go past that. We want to go past, I'm telling you, this is, and even that isn't real. Nothing is real. You go past it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Anything you can put a word on or you can see and has a shape and a form is not real. These are the play of the mind, and of course everywhere is mind. And to wake up and become enlightened is to wake up out of all of it. It's like you delete every file that's on that mental field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wait a second.
Usually I meditate on my whole core.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, but I think I focus more on my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now continue with, I give you a transmission here. Continue just and trust yourself and see what happens. And if you are stuck somewhere, just talk to me. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm coming to Calgary. Winona.
Hi, hi, Ratima.
Hey.
Hey. Actually, I was listening to what you were saying to Daisy, and something for me, like I couldn't pack either for quite a while. And it seemed that I had to have something tangible because I had no idea where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as I got a storage unit, something shifted, and I was, it was like, I didn't know what to, was going to happen to my stuff, right? Like I just kept hitting these walls of not being able to do anything until I knew at least that there was somewhere to put my stuff, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So it's that tangible mind thing, right? Like wanting to
structure
have that. Yeah. Structure that you were talking about, I guess, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now, yeah, it's a lot easier. So I don't know if that, but yeah, but it took 2 months for me to get there.
To figure that out, yeah. Okay, well, you did figure it out. That's good. So be happy about that. Don't beat yourself up.
So now I have 2 weeks to get out of here suddenly, so I'm packing frantically. So, it's, you know, but whatever.
Yeah,
I've done this before.
Exactly.
Right. But what I wanted to ask about, I guess, is that something that is this pattern from probably before I was born is the ability to settle in. So like settling in, whether it's in staying in a new home or not, or even in my meditations or going to sleep at night or going to watch a movie, anything, there seems to be this long process of settling in. So if I'm meditating, I sit, it seems the first 15 or 20 minutes is an unwinding before I actually feel like I'm truly meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been noticing it a lot lately, of course, because of, you know, the packing and everything, but it's just this realization that it's probably related to a pattern. And like when it comes to the meditating aspect, it's been I want to say unsatisfying, my meditation experiences, right? There's been feeling so like that by the time I'm settled in, I'm ready to go to sleep or whatever, right?
Well, you know, because your mind isn't disciplined, and so it has so much movement, and you indulge in that, mm-hmm. you know, like we spoke last time, that when you really sit and want to just be, then your mind has, it's like you push it like a wave, and it's just constantly moving and rippling, and that's why it takes a while. It is, you know, at best, I think I've talked about it a few years ago, at best
I'm
is
sure.
to be mindful. I'll repeat it again. Okay. Is that to be, you know, you meditate, and but you're also mindful throughout the day. You have to know how much, you know, there's a mindfulness that the Buddhists would call it that what you can, how much disturbance you can have in your mind. I can have a lot of disturbance, can be on the internet and on social media a lot before actually it's like, okay, that's enough. But most people don't have that level of capacity because you're still at the level or at that place where you are actually even learning to just kind of be still. Look at what Shelley said. So you have to kind of pace mm-hmm. yourself, and just also when you go, you know, when you kind of go through the day by yourself, like what's going on in your mind. That's why I would say, you know, at best, if your mind is very wants to be busy, then give it a toy, you know, give it a mantra. But at some point, you have to be able to just kind of be in the moment, just breathe and be with what you're doing. And there's often a habit, you know, and I'm not talking that this is applying to you, but, you know, I have also clients, and when I would give them a mantra, there's like, how many times should I do it? I'm like, well, why don't you do it all day? Oh, all day? Well, you're thinking anyway. like, yeah, but doing a mantra is much work. Well, yeah, it's work because the mind is so neurotic that it just has mm-hmm. taken you away on a whole journey up and down the mountain constantly, that people don't have the strength anymore to actually put it on a leash and just say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to go now where I want to take you. And that's the big battle. And I don't know if you have actually met your mind fully or yourself, really, that part of you to really put it on a leash, you know?
I know I've attempted to many times. And mm-hmm. yeah, there is this, the mind just, like, even if I'm doing mantra through the day, mm-hmm. the mind is still, like, I'm able to do the mantra and do what I'm doing, plus have the mind being busy, right? Like, it seems like, yeah, even with mantras, there's not much peace within them. Like, there's this distraction even within.
Oh, you can't say distracted with a mantra, yeah. You have to kind of, what you can do is, you know, is to just say, this is what I'm going to do now. This is a Sufi way. You just announce mm-hmm. it first. This is what I'm going to do. It's like because it has to do with devoting yourself to something. It's very clear. It's like, I'm going to do this mantra now, period. And then your subconscious is like, oh, okay. Okay, she's doing the mantra now. So it helps you, right? Otherwise, you just do the mantra and your subconscious doesn't have any guidance. Like, it just starts spilling up all kinds of stuff, take you all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, say in the evening when I'm doing, or even in the morning when I'm doing, I start off usually with prayers from the healing class and do the prayers and I do a little bit of the chanting or whatever. And then I do my mantras. And by the time, yeah, I get to the mantras, there is this sense of hurrying through them to get on with the day or, you know, or whatever, right? Like, there's this sense.
Yeah, that hurrying is a sign that
I feel something's, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, exactly. You're feeling that something mm-hmm. else is more important, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
should alert you, say, wait a minute, what's more important? Because it comes up when you are hitting your pattern and you are about to gain the upper hand, then it fights you. That's where the battle is.
Okay.
That's where the battle is. And that's why, you know, and I'm not saying this is, we all know this, this is why this could take so long. Same thing with working out. Many people don't really work out because it's painful. Emotionally painful, often emotionally painful first before it's actually even physically painful. Way more emotionally painful, actually, and that's just what nobody wants to feel uncomfortable. But if you make a decision that, like I said to Davey, life has discomfort. It's when you grow, and that moment is when you win. You win, and you become more, and to move into our divine nature and to outgrow these restrictions and all that we're, you know, all complaining about. We have to say it's going to be uncomfortable. I mean, I can't even tell you how much discomfort I've gone through. I mean, I've complained. I've mentioned that many times. My Italian complaining, oh my God, I can't handle it. You know, Madonna mia.
Yeah, Madonna mia. Yes. And I feel like this, like, what I feel like I've been experiencing is just so filled with discomfort in the sense of the mind is like, I feel like the discomfort of going through it is nothing compared to the discomfort of where I am. If that makes sense,
yeah.
Like in the sense, yeah,
right.
You know, like where the discomfort of actually sticking to it feels more freeing than it does to stay where I'm at with the mind just.
That's right. And you, I know, and whenever we talk together, and I know everybody's hearing this, you're really getting it. You have the awareness and you do understand it. But you're letting yourself get sloppy. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a sloppiness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you need to know that this is a weakness of yours and you have to keep it an eye on it. And then when you can really work with that part, then you move forward really fast, you know. It's not that difficult. You just have to know where is the weakness, and that's your weakness.
So the sloppiness, so then that's what you're talking about, where the discipline has to come in and saying, this is what we're doing now, and then sticking with it. So
yeah, exactly.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. And also when you make a good shift, and you have made a few over the years, that you don't just kind of go, you know, it's like just go off and just kind of dabble a little bit in an area emotionally or mentally that is actually not helping you keep your vibration high.
I have noticed that over the years too, is that sense of like, yes, it feels so, like I feel so there and being, and then, yeah, it's almost like this little something just keeps chipping away at it. And I don't even notice it until I'm, I can't say I've gone backwards, but in a way that's the way it feels, right? Like I've gone back into these old patterns.
Yeah, and then you notice, and then you just reassess again, you know, and so. Well, but it's just the way it is. It's normal. This is what you're experiencing is normal. We're just sort of putting words to it.
Okay. I don't know this normal thing.
Well, I mean, just not saying that there's anything extra difficult or weird about what you're experiencing, because this is more an issue for women in my experience. Men, they have other issues, but for women, it's like it gets really difficult because in essence, at some point, there has to be a detachment to the physicality of, and we're just so physical, right? We're matter, we're mother, we're nature, right? And so, but we're not. You see, we're not really. We are really divine essence, and there's this conflict that goes on inside of women. But, you know, and I had that same conflict too. It's like, I mean, I was even like 30 years ago or something, I would argue that, of course, God has to be a woman because I had issues with God being a man. All that stuff that everybody has to go through, right? Until it's just all ridiculous and a waste of time. But at the same time, it's also important to go through it. So, but there comes a moment when we really have to become a yogi. We have to really detach and say, okay, no matter what, let's just throw this all out the window and just get down to basics. I am spirit, and I am neither a woman nor a man. And what am I really? And I cannot give an answer because the mind cannot give an answer. So I need to just experience the mystery and just do the practice and see how I'm going to discover this for myself. So this is so, and this dabbling in emotions and mental stuff is all nature. It's all part of nature. And you know, we have to turn away at some point from that and really discover feelings, not emotions. Emotion, you know, so we can really feel. True feeling is, it's really beautiful, but it's all cluttered with emotions, you know.
Thank you for that, because I can sense that when you're saying that about turning away from nature, there's definitely something that fears that. Fears, like as if I can't honor it, right? Like I can't honor it or something if I turn away from it that I've.
You don't have to honor it. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you reject it or honor it. What we're talking about, realization here. What is real? So, and that's even a program that you have to honor nature. Don't, God takes care of nature. Don't worry about it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, somehow it's all my responsibility.
Exactly. Yeah, right? You take care of the garden, the little things. So that's just,
the little things. The flowers on the corner. Okay.
The packing. Yes.
Okay. And the packing. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks, Linda. Thanks, Linda. You're welcome. This is Reem. Hey, Reem.
Hi, Rajima. How are you?
Hi. Good, good.
I was on the broadcast, so I meditated.
Oh,
but then
okay.
I wanted to talk to you, so I transferred to the web call because I think I can't do it through the broadcast.
That's right. I just forget that people on the broadcast, I can't see them. That's right.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It was a very, very deep meditation for me. And I wanted to talk to you about my meditations because they're very different. Maybe over the past 3 months,
they've been
sort of deeper. Like there's nothing, But there's something, but I don't know what it is. But it's not visible. There's no colors. There's no images. It's very pillowy.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's a bit of a substance of some sort, but yet it's still
a substance. And I try each time to you know, maybe get a sense of what it is, because if it's icky, then I know that I have to go, you know, it's not good, you know, like something is sticking. But it's not even icky. It's like there's nothing. There's nothing. It's,
yeah, no, that there's a there's a nothing that is something. But that's so what you're doing, what you're going to do is you're going to see how I can describe that. You're going to let it all become one. You let it all collapse. So this thing, whatever that is, and you that is meditating, and that which is also aware of it, and let all that, you hold that all as that which you are, and you let that all sort of do its thing. It kind of starts to blend together, and it's going to shift you into something new. You understand what I mean?
Totally. And then the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is I think I'm coming full circle with something. I don't know what it is, but it's like even the way I'm doing squares and triangles, even though I don't do triangles that much, but it has been coming up. Like I'm doing them in my mind now, and I'm doing them more quickly than I thought, because there's how can I explain? There's an open dialogue that I'm having with myself that is more open than ever. So, you know, like I don't sugarcoat things now, with even with myself. Yeah. And I don't know, something is, I don't know. I don't know how to explain this, but.
Well, what you described to me, what you're experiencing, this sort of nothingness, right?
Yeah.
That is it's a form of, that is coming because, this is happening in you because you are really, your witness is on all the time. So you are, and it's like you call that something is always open. So when your witness is always on, you don't really have to find it. Then whenever you put your attention on a polarity, it's right away gets sucked into the witness.
Yes.
So it just collapses really fast. It's like a triangle. It's always on, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you know, when I started working with you, I already had a Sufi practice that was quite, you know, intensive. And and then I put it away because, you know, with you, then we just wanted to start anew. And now it's sort of coming back, but not in the sense that I'm going back to, you know, the chanting and the devotion and the divine surrender, but it's like it was a missing puzzle, and I'm taking it now and I'm putting it somewhere. I don't know if I can
you're evolved. Plus, we know in the healing school we've done some Sufi stuff, and I don't know exactly what you know, if this is familiar to you, of course. And I think that it's all, I'm guessing, because I'm able to not separate anything that I'm doing, it helps you to bring it all together as well. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And then it's evolved itself, you know, and within you there is no separation, no conflict. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And it's also like I'm making peace with that, with things of the past or something. I don't know what it is, but it's like a reconciliation of everything. So
nice.
I just wanted your... Okay, thank you.
Very good. No, I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, great. Thanks, Veeam. That's wonderful. Okay, and... I'm Mariana here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. I just wanted to say thank you because I realized that you give us everything that we need. that really landed very deeply for me the other day with the guru chants and what's offered in module 6 And it just all came together, and I thought, you know, you're so clever. this way you just thread things together and weave things together. So I'm very grateful. So thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And I'm so grateful for you talking about the Upa Guru. Is that how you say it? How do you
Upa, the Upa Guru. Yeah, Upa Guru. Mm-hmm.
Because I realized, you know, like I've been in such a big disillusion the last, since Christmas really, and I just cried. I cried and cried and cried. And at the same time, it's been very, very cleansing because I've sat, and it's rained and rained, and it's been very cleansing because I feel just wide open, you know, all the elements. But it's that Upa Guru, you know, because I go down to the ocean every night, and so I think it's like I'm a child. I'm so excited to get down there because, you know, she's my best friend. I realize that the ocean, Mother Ocean, is my best friend because she just fills me up. It's this whole ocean. Because it's a massive, not a small bay where I live. It's huge, and it's just wild. You know? And I feel so cleansed. And when you said that word upa guru, I realized that the whole ocean was like that for me, because that's where I poured out my heart for the past 15 years, and that's where I get a lot of my answers as well. You know, I just walk along chanting and talking and yeah, just.
You're describing, let me translate for the others. Maybe they've already understood what you're saying, but this is the tantric way, or we call it maybe the feminine way, where instead of emptying ourselves, we fill ourselves. Mm-hmm. But it also has to be all the way, just like totally emptying or totally filling. The moment you really, like you said, the ocean is so large, and if you really let it fill you, which means it washes away all these little compartments inside of yourself, right? Then you feel very cleansed, and it's also in that moment, as this washes away, that's the Upa Guru principle. It gurus, basically, we always, Jason and I always use it as a verb to guru. it gurus away, basically the compartments, the sense of I, you know, the delimited sense of I, and so, and it can be a very ecstatic experience.
Because I feel so cleansed, you know, and I can go down there with so many, with troubles or whatever, and I feel so cleansed, and I feel so surrendered, and I feel so fulfilled, you know, I come back very bright and alive. But at the same time, there's this great openness. I feel in a point right now where I'm very, very open in meditation, in my vision, just everything. There's just this wide expanse.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's one of the many experiences. Sometimes we feel wide and expanded. Sometimes we feel narrow and stuck. There are all these many, many experiences, and keep going. None of that is where we stand still and make it the end.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. I'm going to add some words regarding the polarity processing. Nobody else has their hands up, but I actually want to, Kazri, I want to sit with you for a moment. Can I unmute you? Kazri, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because we were sitting last time. Do you want to sit with me for a moment?
Yes, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have Jennifer's hand here. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, good evening. I was just hoping I might just sit with you too.
Okay. 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 Thanks, Jennifer. You're welcome. A couple of things before I let everybody go is funny thing is that this, I was just, you know, when we sit with each other, it's almost like this training of like how you're sitting with me, I'm sitting with you. It's actually something when you ever, you know, it will come very handy when you have to be with somebody who is dying. If you ever have to be with somebody who's dying, it could be a loved one or a friend or whatever. Because what we're really doing here is we're really sitting with with who you really are, or I'm sitting with who you really are. And in that process, what is ego falls away. Now, when people die, their ego falls away, right? They could just falls away, including the whole body. And it's one of the most beautiful things you can do because you're so practiced into sitting with somebody without no pushing, no pulling, just being. It can be incredibly powerful, even if somebody is very, very ill or you have to be with somebody. So just on a side note, I want to also mention something about the polarities that came back up here today, polarity processing, is that I want to put this into a big picture and you might find this interesting. I've tried to explain that the other day, I think, I'm not sure where I did, is that we were seeing in the world right now something you're doing all the time within yourself. And so when you have a polarity, let's say there's something like, you know, a positive state and there's a negative state, and when they basically start to collapse into each other, you need the third element, the neutrality, the zero point, right? So they begin to move towards each other, these forces, and they begin to kind of start mixing, and it's just a process of love, right? And because it attracts into that zero point, and then the pattern dissolves, and it's for something new to be born. So what happens is mixing, that which was good and that which was bad begins to mix. And so we're seeing this right now in the world, in the Truther community, where there's or in politics, where people who were good turn out to be bad, and people who are bad turn out to be good. And this mixes back and forth. And you're going to see more of that. And so I'm observing this because I understand that consciousness, the collective, is now really starting to really overlap the good and the bad. It's not so polarized. You know, let's say 3 years ago, everything's polarized. There's really the bad guys and there's the good guys. And in this process of this mixing, which we're starting right now, it's a sign that we're evolving as a collective, and it also shows us and shows me what else we can, you know, expect. It's going to become more and more confusing, and I mentioned that in the Renaissance package. So just stay within your integrity as that neutrality, that self that you are, and it's going to be really easy to move through this time without taking any sides. Allow yourself to not just land on something. Don't land on anything. Don't land on anything. Just stay in yourself. Always land on yourself and always be landed within you, what you are, which is really not a true landing, really. And so allow everything to just to notice and observe. And you can engage in all that, which I do too. And at the same time, don't care, don't land on anything. It's going to become more and more shifty. Everything's going to shift around. And And so you're going to conserve energy. That's my point. You will conserve energy, and it's going to be also easier for you to meditate then. If you have any questions, just let me know right now. Otherwise, we'll come to the end here today. Okay, Jennifer has her hand up. Jennifer, you just put your hand up.
Yes. I was just wondering,
yeah.
So do you think we should actually be listening? You know, I haven't really even paid much attention to the news. Or, you know, I scroll through and read a few things, but, you know, I haven't really checked into the news or anything else or talked with anybody about what's going on in the world. Is it
you don't have to do more? No, you don't have to do that at all. If you're holding your own happiness and all that, that's a great contribution. It's one of the best contributions to just hold your own positivity, your own what you want to see in the world. That's you don't have to know the details. You don't have to. Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. That's good. You're welcome. This is Kim. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Rata.
Hey.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you before this call ended for the meditation. And something shifted. I don't know. Like, it just feels like when we went into it, my mind was just really busy and there was just all this movement. And then I just feel like I disappeared or dropped out of it.
That's good.
and then when you brought us out of the meditation, when we came out, I opened my eyes and I felt like, I am in a new room. Like everything just feels
clean.
Clean, yes, thank you.
Windex.
And yes. Uh-huh. You just gave us such a gift. In this, you know, you always do, but in this, and I just didn't want to let it go by and say thank you so much. Like, I haven't felt clean. I just feel like, and I haven't been clean. And and I'm sorry. Sorry.
I know, I've been sensing you a couple of days. So, yeah. So you're starting to make a bit of a shift there, right, lately? Last couple of days? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
And I've been hiding, and I saw that today just when I was doing the zikr, I think. No, I was doing a mantra, and there was just a moment of seeing, you know, as a kid, when I knew I was in trouble or I did something, and I would just go quiet and not speak or don't move. And I could know I've been doing that, and I'm watching myself and not knowing how to not do it. Like, it's like a, and then there's so much pride in there and control and fear and, and I've been throwing it at you, and I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, I know that. Just right now in this moment, just stay present with these experiences.
Okay.
Stay present. That's very important. Because you can go into the feelings, and you can track all that, right? The shame, this, that. But don't forget the one that's observing all this, the one that's actually describing all that.
So when you say that, is that to stay in the one who's observing?
Because what you're doing is you're plunging into the river, and the river is just going to take you down somewhere. But
and
you
I don't
wanna,
want to do that.
No, you have to have one foot on the shore, right? You got to hold on to the shore, right? In fact, I would like it somebody get out of the river and just describe to me what's in the river. But you are going to have you know you're on the land. You want to be stable, right? You want to be in the witness. And that's what happens when people are unconscious, they naturally project because you are a bundle of forces. The forces of nature, like I talked to Renona about, they are very, very powerful. They create hurricanes, storms, earthquakes, and we as women are really close to these forces. We need to master them. Yeah. And they're powerful, so don't think they're wrong or they need to be gone or something. Just have a different perspective to them. Just know that, like, wow, there's just an intense life moving through me, but I can be with it. I have that strength, and I'm that strong. I can hold my center. I can balance it. You know, it's like, so. You know what I'm saying? So, and that takes away the judgment, because you have the judgment there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
So that does all BS. There's nothing wrong with you. It's how you're positioning yourself that causes you suffering or not. That's really all it is.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, great. Well, thank you everybody for sharing, and it's great. So let's just take a deep breath here. And just fall back into just you already are just yourself. Just know everything is good or not good. Doesn't really matter. You're here. You're alive. You're eternal. You're everything. You're nothing. And it may be sometimes there's a moment of joy that ripples up from the soul that just enjoys to just be alive and free without the constrictions of certain kinds of thoughts. All right, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May there be peace everywhere within you and everywhere around us. And peace to all beings. Peace everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaskar. Have a good evening, and maybe I'll see some of you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
The moderator has left the conference.